Focusing on the signs of the final hour. The signs of the day of judgment have already appeared before our eyes, and people are wondering upon how close we are to the doomsday. However, have they not forgotten that our time is near? Anas bin Malik reported that a desert Arab said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Mata as-sa'a?" When would be the final hour? Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "Ma 'adadta laha?" What preparation have you made for that? Thereupon the desert Arab said, "Hubbullahi wa rasulihi." The love of Allah and of His Messenger. Thereupon the Messenger Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Anta ma'a man ahbabta." You would be along with one whom you love. We're often occupied when the Day of Judgment is, and following whether all the signs of final hour have happened, and which ones have occurred. Of course it has neared. We've seen the appearance of destitute, barefoot shepherds competing in building tall buildings, wine will be drunk in great quantities, illegal sexual intercourse will become widespread, earthquakes will increase, time will pass more quickly, bloodshed will increase. Arabia is turning green, once known for its sands and dryness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tukumu sa'a hatta yakthuru al-malu wa yafida hatta yakhruju ar-rajulu bi-zakati malihi fala yajidu ahadan yaqbalha minhu wa hatta ta'uda ardu al-arbi murujan wa anharan." The final hour will not come before wealth becomes abundant and overflowing, so much so that a man takes zakat out of his property and cannot find anyone to accept from him, until the land of Arabia reverts to meadows and rivers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "Yataqarabu az-zamanu wa yukbadu al-ilmu wa tadharu al-fitanu wa yulqa ash-shuhu wa yakthuru al-harj." قَالُوا وَمَا الْحَرْجُ قَالَ الْقَتْلُ. When the time will draw close to the final hour, knowledge will be snatched away, turmoil will be rampant, miserliness would be put into the hearts of the people, there would be much al-harj. They asked, "What is harj?" Thereupon he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "It is bloodshed." Yes, we've seen the bloodshed, Syria, Burma, Kashmir and Gaza. These appearances of the Day of Judgment should motivate us to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should work to better ourselves, our akhirah, to be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We often hear that now the major signs need to appear, such as the appearance of Dajjal and the emergence of Gog and Magog. We're often so focused on the final hour and which signs have already occurred that we forget to focus on how we prepared for our time when it's up. We should ask ourselves some vital questions. How did I use my time? How did I spend my time with my family? How did I enhance myself with beneficial knowledge? How did I do towards alleviating the suffering of my ummah? We all have seen the steadfastness, resilience, strength, courage, and vitality in the people in Gaza. They are strongly willing to fight for the land of Palestine and the blessed Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. The people of Gaza are not crying, "Why me?" but saying, "Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil." Sufficient for us is Allah, and He is the best disposer of all affairs. They're burying their children. They have no food, medicine, or clean water to drink, yet they remain steadfast, knowing the rewards will be sufficient for them. The day of resurrection is a day of distress and deep regret in which all of humanity will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We either will head to the heavens or we will head to hell. Allah forbid. Knowing this should be a cause of awareness and motivate us in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. We should be aware that trials are part of our life, so we handle them with patience and forbearance. We should surround ourselves with good, righteous company in order to help keep our hearts pure. We must never forget that when we see evil, we must forbid that evil. We have to use our voices and never fear anything or anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He alone is truly the protector. We as individuals must keep in mind that we will all die. Once that has happened, our time is ended. The book of our deeds is sealed. What was done will be taken with. Let's focus on the grave that we'll be placed in. Let us focus on bettering ourselves. Let us take the people of Gaza as an example for their strength, never giving up or victimizing themselves. Let us look at the people of Gaza. Their mannerism has invited hundreds of people to Islam. Alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us stop focusing on what signs have happened alone, because our time can be within the hour in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken our soul. May we be surrounded with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba in the heavens. May we become a righteous ummah, leading all of humanity to righteousness. Ameen. Ya Rabbul Alameen.